Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 24th Tara was recited. And in the starting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we had mentioned the day before, yesterday, the Surah Sumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us that we must have ikhlas and sincerity. Our worship must only be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for no other being besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every action also in our deen, it must be with sincerity. It should not be done with any ulterior motive. It should only be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning he mentions that those people who accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has brought the truth, the Anbiya alayhi salam, and those who believe in it, ulaika humul muttaqun, they are the ones who have got taqwa in them, within themselves, lahum ma yasha'una inda rabbihim, whatever they will desire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it by them, they will enjoy it forever and forever. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, alaysa Allahu bikafin abda, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not sufficient for his banda and servant? Allah ta'ala is definitely sufficient for us. And Hazrat Munash Shahaki Muhammad Afzal Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, once he mentioned that after his wife passed away, and he was very, very worried also. It's obvious, natural, so many years of relationship you've got with your wife. And he said he was feeling very, very lonely. And then this ayat came to his mind. Allah Ta'ala put it in his mind. Alayhi sallallahu bikafin abda. And he said, he continued reading it. He says, Allah not sufficient for his banda and servant. I am there together with you. He said, alhamdulillah, this gave him a lot of consolence. And after that, he used to always read this ayat here. And he said, Allah Ta'ala is sufficient for his banda and servant. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِي. Those people, shaitan and all the friends of shaitan, they come and frighten you with all those besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in today's time, in the form of insurance, for example, that if you haven't got insurance, who will look after you, who will protect you, this will happen, that will happen. Many, many fears are placed into people. You must do this for the future, you must do this, you must have so much of things. And a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is taken out of the equation. And especially when a person goes in towards haram, this is completely wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who guides, He is the one who gives hidayat. And even if you have to ask the non-Muslims, the many of the polytheists who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then if Allah ta'ala is the one who is benefiting you, Allah is the only one who can remove harm from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can shower His mercy upon you. And if Allah wants to, He can hold back His mercy. So a person, his full trust must be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Hasbi Allah, Allah ta'ala is sufficient for me. Alayhi yatawakkal mutawakkilun. Those who have got trust must place the full trust on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about death. Death is the sister of sleep. Every night when a person goes to sleep, he must take the lesson of death. That one day I'll be lying down like this here also. I'll be in my grave. The lights will be off. It will be completely dark. And I will go into a different world. No one can help and assist me. So these are an example. Every day Allah Ta'ala says, Allah yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtiha. Every night, at the time of, Allah Ta'ala takes the soul of a person away. At the time of death also. But at night, Allah Ta'ala sends the soul back into a person. Whoever he wants to, Allah Ta'ala sends it back to a person. That is why in the morning when we wake up, we read the dua, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. All praises to Allah who has given us a new life again. This life Allah has given us is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we can prepare for the life of the hereafter. And a certain time will come when the life will be taken away, it will never be put back again. That is the time of a person's actual death. So a person must prepare for death, and sleep is an example for us to take lesson for death. Every night a person before sleeping ponder that I will have to leave this world also one day, I will be passing away and I will be lying in the qabr. That is why the way of sleeping also with the sunnah way, a person sleeps on his right side, facing towards the qibla, on his right side, is exactly how a person in the grave is placed also. So it reminds a person of the grave. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ. When Allah ta'ala is mentioned alone, then those people who do not believe in the akhirat, you see their heart become straightened. They feel uneasy, they are not happy at all. But anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, great happiness comes into them. They start enjoying it, they start speaking, they get great happiness. We must judge ourselves. For example, a person is having a discussion on deen. Now we are sitting, does a person feel uneasy? The person wakes up, he wants to go away. On the other hand, a person starts speaking about sports, we speak about politics, we speak about things of this world. Now a person is happy, he's getting enjoyment, and he's speaking and having all of these discussions. But as soon as somebody comes now and starts speaking about deen, if you've got some visitors in your house, and they don't want to go, you start speaking about deen, you'll see immediately they'll wake up. They'll all start making excuses, and they'll start going. And if still they're not going, then you start making tashkil, then definitely they will leave the house. So this is the condition. When deen is spoken about, then people, their hearts are turned away from deen. This is the sign of the people, la yu'minuna bil akhirah, who do not believe in the akhirah. And those who believe in akhirah, as soon as Allah Ta'ala is spoken about, they get happiness within themselves. May Allah make us amongst those people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that man, when difficulty comes to him, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got sincerity. Then Allah bestows him with favors. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ. He gets pride within himself and he says, I got this because of my knowledge. I am very, very intelligent. I've got such capabilities. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever bounties we have granted you, بل هي فتنة. It's only an examination for you people. And Allah is testing to see you whether you will attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an ayat which some of the Mufassirin say is the ayat which shows the greatest, the most amount of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most hope you can have in the mercy of Allah ta'ala is in this ayat here. Where Allah ta'ala says, قُلْ Say, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my bandas. Maybe a person is frightened now. He has done wrong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has done a guna, so he is frightened. So Allah ta'ala says, O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell my bandas. They will be frightened of me. Ya ibadi, O my servants. Now Allah writes so beautifully that Allah ta'ala is addressing them, Ya ibadi, O my servant. Like with love and affection that you have done wrong, you have made a sin. And this was regarding a certain person who had committed the act of shirk also. He had made zina and fornication also. And he had murdered people also. And he had murdered the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, and many other people also. So Allah says, oh my banda, Allah is referring to him. Oh my, and every single one of us, Allah is to himself, is attributing that person. Alladina asrafu, who has exceeded the bounds. Ala anfusihim, but only against himself. He has caused harm to himself. Every guna which a person does, it doesn't cause harm to Allah ta'ala. It causes harm to himself. Allah says, when you have done such a wrong to yourself, against yourself, you have caused harm. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah ta'ala forgives sins, every single kind of sin. You make tawbah, immediately as you make tawbah, Allah is prepared to forgive it. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Ulama say there is so much of emphasis in this ayat here. Inna is used, who is used, huwa. And al-ghafur al-rahim, alif lam on the khabar. And the word to al-ghafur al-rahim is, in Arabic is called sifat al-mushabbah, which shows more emphasis. Allah is most forgiving, Allah is most merciful. Allah wants to shower His mercy upon you, His forgiveness upon you. And after forgiving you, Allah wants to shower His mercy upon you. But Allah Ta'ala says, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the azab will come, before you will leave this world. At that time it will be too late for a person to say, hey, I wish I could go back in the world. I wish I was amongst the people of taqwa. I wish I had done the right actions. I wish لو أن لي كرة. If only I can go back in the world, I'll be a very good person at that time. Then it will be too late for a person. You have got time now in your life to repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will tell a person at that time, our signs came to you people, but you had pride within yourself. That is why you are not prepared to accept. You are not prepared to humble yourself and make tawbah. At the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet will be blown, and whoever is in the heavens and the earth, they will all fall unconscious. Then the trumpet will be blown a second time, and they all will be standing up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be two groups of people. One is the kuffar and disbelievers. They will be dragged towards the fire of Jahannam. And when they will come to the fire of Jahannam, the doors will be closed, and suddenly they will be opened up. Like when a person goes to a prison, all the doors are closed, and suddenly it's opened. Now a person is stabbed and thrown inside, and the doors are closed again. How frightening it will be. And the angels will say to them, didn't the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come to you people? Didn't they recite the book of Allah ta'ala to you people, and they warned you? They said, yes. It will be said to them now, because you had pride within yourself, you are not prepared to accept. This is the place where you will have to remain. On the other hand, there will be the people of taqwa and piety. They will also come to Jannah, but with honor and respect. They will be taken on camels, on animals, on different conveyances, and they will be going with very great honor to Jannah. When they will come to Jannah, the doors already will be opened from beforehand. Like when a mehman is coming to your house, an honorable person, you will have the doors open, you are welcoming him. You are standing outside and you are waiting for him to come in the house. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. The eight doors of Jannah will be open for a person, waiting to welcome that person. And the angels will say, Salamun alaikum, peace be upon you people. You did a very good thing in this world. You lived a very pure life. Now you will enter Jannah forever and forever. You will enjoy yourself. And then a person will make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great bounty. May Allah make us amongst those people. In the next surah is Surah Mu'min. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all the surahs are called Hamim. Start of with Hamim. There are seven surahs in the Quran Sharif. It starts off with Hamim. And these are called, is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. And in all of these surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages a person, dawah is given towards the Quran Sharif. Allah encourages a person to hold firm unto the Quran Sharif. And but there are different subject matters in every one of them. In this first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining that there was always a group of truth and falsehood. And the people of falsehood, eventually they were destroyed. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. They did not hold firm unto the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain qualities of His. That Allah is ghafir al-dhanb. He is the one who forgives sins and weaknesses. Qabil al-tawb. You make tawbah, Allah will accept it from you. But on the other hand, remember, Allah is shadeed al-iqab. Allah Ta'ala's punishment also is very, very severe. And zid tawl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows great, great bounties upon a person. La ilaha illahu. Remember, there is none worthy of worship. No other deity but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ilayhi al-masir. towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every one of us has to return. The people of Iman have got great rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even the angels who are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are engaged in making dua for the people of Iman. This shows the great bounty of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining it here. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, يَعْلَمُ on the day of Qiyamah, the people will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ. No one will be able to hide from Allah ta'ala. No actions will be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single person will be rewarded, given a recompense of what he had earned in this world. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah ta'ala knows fully well the cheating of the eyes and whatever the hearts are concealing and hiding. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will bring it all forward before a person. And in this world also, Allah ta'ala is fully aware exactly person is walking on the road and how his eyes are looking this way, that way. Allah is fully aware of that day. And what's in, hidden in the heart, and a person is cooking on all plots and plans and is fantasizing and doing all evil things, Allah is fully aware of this here. So a person has to look after himself, and we have to make a lot of tawbah and istighfar, ask Allah ta'ala for his forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that travel in the world and you will see how people came in the past and they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not prepared to accept the divine books, and eventually Allah ta'ala destroyed them. And on the other hand, there was those people who are not frightened at all. One Rajul al-Mu'min, a person of Iman, he stood up in the court of Fir'aun and he was hiding his Iman. He did not make it apparent, but he held firm to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Fir'aun wanted to kill Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this man stood up and he discussed in the court of Fir'aun. He gives da'wah to the people there, calling them towards Iman, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what bravery he had, and the answer which Fir'aun gave to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in great detail for about 3-4 pages, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him also eventually because of the barakat of his Iman and the strength of his Iman, his whole da'wah is given here. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ. Those who have got Iman and the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the Rasuls, you will have them in this worldly life also, and on the day of Qiyamah, and all witnesses will be standing against a person. Those who have done wrong, the kafirs and disbelievers, all the excuses won't help them at all in the least benefit. But those who had Iman, strong Iman, they will be successful in the life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah ta'ala says, call out to me, I will definitely answer your duas. How Allah ta'ala answers a person's duas in different ways. One is immediately, as soon as a person makes dua, Allah accepts it. One is Allah ta'ala doesn't accept it immediately, but after some time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. The person cries before Allah ta'ala, eventually after some time, Allah ta'ala accepts the dua. He makes it apparent. The dua is accepted immediately, but it becomes apparent after some time. A third way is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give you what you are asking for, but Allah ta'ala gives you something far, far better. The fourth way is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes some difficulty from your life. Some calamity was supposed to overcome you, and Allah ta'ala removes it from a person. And the fourth way, when a person makes dua, is Allah ta'ala does not give it to a person in this world, but it's reserved for a person in the life of the year after. And when a person will go there and he will see the rewards, Allah will tell him, you made a certain dua on a certain day, it was accepted in this way here, this is how you saw the effects of it. This dua, you made dua, but you did not see the effects of it, so here's it here in the akhirat, it's stored up for you here. And then the person will look at it, and he will say, oh Allah, I don't know why you accepted any of my duas in this world. Such great rewards for one small dua which I made. Then a person will realize the value of it. So all duas of a person are accepted. Allah Ta'ala says, call out to me, I will accept from you. On one condition is, a person must abstain from haram food. When a person eats haram food, then duas are not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that he is the one who has created the night for you, he has created the day for you. Great bounties Allah Ta'ala has given you, without you asking. So if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why won't Allah Ta'ala grant you? He has given you so many bounties without you asking, for your needs and your necessities. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will give you far, far greater. Hu al-hayyu. Allah ta'ala is that being who is loving. He will never ever die. La ilaha illahu. There is none besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, build up your connection and ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is loving forever and forever. If you will put your heart and connect your heart to anything which is dead, then you will also die eventually. And everything in this world is dead. They're going to die. They are dead or they will die. The idols are dead. Woman you're running after, they're going to die one day also. Your heart is connected to something which is dead. Your heart will also die. If you take a plug and you put it in a plug point and there's no electricity coming through, there's no electricity will come, that fan won't work of yours. But if you put it to get to something which is connected, which has got life within it, there's electricity running through there, a fan will start working, the heater will start working. If our heart is connected to something which is dead, our heart also will die. But if our heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is loving forever and forever, then inshallah we will also live forever and forever. We'll get a ruhani life. In this world also Allah will make us happy. In the grave also Allah Ta'ala will look after us. We'll have that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And forever in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people. In the last surah, Surah Hamim Sajda, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages, speaks about the Quran Sharif also, that the Quran Sharif has come down from that being who is the most merciful, in Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, most compassionate, most merciful. The Quran Sharif is a book of mercy for a people, to benefit them. And in your specialist, the calling towards the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unfortunately some people are not prepared to accept, and they turn away. But they must think about the people of Aad and Thamud, who are very, very proud and arrogant in the world. And they said, "Man ashaddu minna quwa?" Qawmi Aad said, "Who is stronger than us?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson from the people of the past. There were people much, much stronger than them, but Allah ta'ala destroyed them. And these people of Aad who had so much of pride, there are four elements, the fire, water, wind and sand. Four main basic elements. The weakest of them is wind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them with wind, the weakest of Allah's elements, to show you people had so much of pride and arrogance, who can be stronger than us? I'll use my weakest of my armies to destroy your people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the wind and He completely destroyed them. Qawm Thamud also came and they also had pride and arrogance. Allah ta'ala destroyed them also. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah you will have to come. And even your skin will testify against you. Shahida alayhim sam'uhum wa absaruhum wa juluduhum bima kanu ya'malun. The ears and the eyes and the skin will testify against them. Then they will say to their skins, how can you give testimony against us? They have turned state witness against us. They say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given speech to everything. Allah has given us speech also. Now we are forced to testify against you. So on the day of Qiyamah, they will also testify against a person. How can a person deny it now when somebody from his own body, from his own self, is testifying against a person? They are, at the end of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those people who say, they utter رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they call this tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And then they remain steadfast on it. تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. All the time the angels descend upon them. In this worldly life also, they come and they will inspire a person with good actions. They'll tell a person, "Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu." Don't fear, do not be aggrieved. The person finds happiness in his heart. He finds he's very, very strong, no matter around him what the environment is, what and what people are telling him. But he remains steadfast. He doesn't know why. It is the angels who are coming to him and they are inspiring that person. They are helping and assisting that person. And they encourage him of Jannah. They remind a person of Jannah. And when a person is at the time of death also, the same angels come and they will encourage a person and tell him, don't worry, look what you're getting Jannah in front of you. And then when he goes in the grave, he's very, very frightened. The angels will come to him also and they will help and assist a person. And on the day of Qiyamah, which is a very, very frightening scene, these angels will come and help a person. And they will tell a person, نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We are your friends in this worldly life and in the life of the year after. Now you are in Akhirat. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever your heart desires, you can get it. As our Buzurgs mentioned, that Akhirat is a place where a person can fulfill his desires. This world is impossible to fulfill your desires. This world is a place of necessity. Fulfill your necessities here, you cannot fulfill your desires. Whoever tries to fulfill all his desires in this world, he'll destroy himself. So Allah Ta'ala says that the angels will encourage a person, prepare for Jannah, prepare for Akhirat, there you can enjoy yourselves. And then a higher level, then just remaining steadfast on deen. And how will a person remain steadfast on deen? Calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose word can be better than the one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he does good actions. And he has humility within himself. إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I'm a normal, ordinary Muslim person. But I'm a great person. Calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in different ways. The muazzin is calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ustad in the madrasa are calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mashayikh in the khankas are calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are going out in the work of da'wah and tabligh are calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are writing kitabs are calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whatever way a person calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his word is the best word. It's beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person will call out, he will get enemies. Allah ta'ala says, when people come and they cause harm to you, you repel that person in a good way. You show akhlaq and character to that person. That person who has got enmity with you, Allah will create it. It will become like as if though he is your pakka friend, he is a very, very strong friend. But only those people who are very, very fortunate, they are given this great bounty, who have got this quality of sabr. And shaitan will come to a person and say, why must I make maaf? Why must I overlook this person? This person is doing like this, he's doing like that. But you must fasta'ith billah. Take the protection of Allah. Oh Allah, protect me. This is shaitan who is coming to cause trouble between us. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who is listening to you. Allah is the one who knows everything. Allah will reward a person very, very greatly. The last line, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whatever good action you will do in this life is only for your own benefit. No one else will benefit. But if you do harm, وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا, you are causing harm to yourselves. Allah will never make zulam and oppression upon His bandas and servants. Allah loves us and Allah wants to give us so much. So do good actions, you will benefit and abstain from sins. Great benefit will come to a person and you will be safe from harm. Allah give us true understanding.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, we will read a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, إذا حدثتكم بحديث أتيناكم بتصديق ذلك في كتاب الله. إن العبد إذا قال سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر وتبارك الله قبض عليهن ملك فضمهن تحت جناحه وصعد بهن لا يمر بهن على جمع من الملائكة إلا استغفروا لقائلهن حتى يحيى بهن وجه الرحمن. ثم تلا عبد الله إليه يصعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. حضرت عبداللہ ابن مسعود رضی اللہ عنہ نے ایک مرتبہ فرمایا کہ جب بھی میں تمہیں کوئی حدیث بیان کروں گا تو اس کی تصدیق میں کتاب اللہ کو پیش کروں گا. پھر فرمایا بے شک بندہ جب کہتا ہے سبحان اللہ والحمدللہ ولا الہ الا اللہ واللہ اکبر وتبارک اللہ تو ایک فرشتہ اس کو تام لیتا ہے اور اپنے بازو کے نیچے رکھ کر آسمان کی طرف چرنے لگتا ہے. تو جب بھی اس کا گزر ہوتا ہے ان کلمات کے ساتھ فرشتوں کی کسی جماعت پر تو وہ ان کلمات کی کہنے والے کے لیے استغفار کرتے ہیں یہاں تک کہ یہ کلمات رحمان کے سامنے پیش کر دیے جاتے ہیں. پھر حضرت عبداللہ رضی اللہ عنہ نے اس آیت کی تلاوت فرمائی الیہ یصعد الکلم الطیب والعمل الصالح یرفعہ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu once said, whenever I narrate a hadith to you, I also provide a verse of the Qur'an Kareem to substantiate it. Verily when one says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa tabarakallah, an angel grabs hold of it, places it under his wings, and ascends with it to the heavens. Whichever group of angels he passes by, seek forgiveness for the reciter, until finally the dhikr is presented before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu thereafter recited the following verse, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَلُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Pure words rise up to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu once said, whenever I narrate a hadith to you, I also provide a verse of the Qur'an Kareem to substantiate it. Verily, when one says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa tabarakallah, an angel grabs hold of it, places it under his wings, and ascends with it to the heavens. Whichever group of angels he passes by, seek forgiveness for the reciter, until finally the dhikr is presented before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu thereafter recited the following verse, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ. Pure words rise up to Allah Ta'ala. InshaAllah, keeping this hadith in mind, let us make our dhikr. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میں جانے ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجایا بغن درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کرداروں نہ معصیاں
tu bhi magan waftar hai ya rab tu bhi magan waftar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare gunah ab to rahe bas tad mein aakhir wird zubae mere ilah اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیں جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبین کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ نارا یمستانا خوش می آئیدم تابت جانا چنی می بائیدم اللہ جل جلاله و تعالی شانه اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشان tu bata de mujhko ae rab e jahan kya mujh par nazar na dali jayegi kya meri faryad khali jayegi naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya zikr mein ta'seer e door e jaam hai har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi ab to aaja ab to khalwat ho gayi اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.